UNESCO has urged editors to practice peace journalism and peace communication by continuously choosing the stories they publish and the importance given such stories, so as to provide citizens with the option of responding to tense political situations without resorting to violence. Additionally, journalists have been attacked severally in the course of discharging their duties, especially while covering events like political campaigns or rallies and elections. In fact, UNESCO, in one of its articles, posits that attacks on media workers tend to be on the rise during national elections, raising the need for interventions that strengthen mechanisms and promote the safety of journalists. The surge in attacks on media workers is particularly prevalent towards elections. Dr. Mutiu Agboke, Resident Electoral Commissioner, Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, Osun State, in an interview agreed to the fact that political violence is eroded during election seasons and strongly condemned the latter, which he said has characterized the electioneering process in Nigeria and other African countries.
For us to say or to assume or to think that that we have election, then there must be violence, it's not a welcome thing for us. But there are individuals whose hobby on election day is not to see to how the process will be each free. It's not to see to how to maintain peace, but they want to orchestrate or cause violence one way or the other, either like that ballot box, either to attack the election officials, either to disturb the process. So you can see one or two such individuals. So it's not a good thing for us to see violence in our election. Yes, in the past, our election has been characterized by various attacks on our staff, on our materials, and to a large extent, security agents have been able to quell or reduce to the barest minimum the pace of these various violent attacks. So, in the 2023 election, I think the security are going to do more to be able to reduce this to the barest minimum.
It has been established that political violence is almost inevitable in the coverage of political events, which in ripple puts the reporter at risk. What then is political reporting? Oluwatoyin Adegoke, a senior reporter with Radio Nigeria Abeokuta, defines political reporting as reporting of activities that surrounds government events, presenting it in an easy and understandable way to the public.
Talking about political reporting, I'm not in the right position to really give it a proper definition as in a dictionary definition, but to my understanding, I would say political reporting means reporting of activities that surround government events and presenting it to the public in an easy and understandable way, that the public will be able to understand what the reporter is saying.
In the same vein, Oluwatosin Adetuberu, the Ondo State Secretary of National Association of Women Journalists, NAWJ, defines political reporting as a broad branch of journalism that includes coverage of all aspects of politics, including political gatherings, coverage of political campaigns, rallies, and the likes.
Talking about political reporting, it's a part of a broad branch of journalism, and it includes coverage of all aspects of politics, be it political gatherings, coverage of political campaigns, political rallies, and all the likes. And we are reporting a political event, same as providing voters with more information to formulate their own opinion and participate actively in community, maybe community, local, and national matters that maybe it may be directly and indirectly through what they know about politics.
Anu Akomolafe, a veteran political journalist who has worked with high-profile political office holders in Nigeria, thinks that political reporting is an unbiased reportage of political events, activities, and doing background checks on happenings in the public space.
I think it's about unbiased reportage of political events, activities, and doing in-depth background checks on happenings in the public space.
Having understood what political reporting is about, now what are the hazards or risks attached to covering political news stories that can deter peace and security in the society? Covering political events, particularly elections, puts journalists at two risks. According to a recent UNESCO survey, one is the risk of conflicting situations with security forces that are in charge of securing the political stations. Second, is the risk of attacks by local communities due to political reasons. Anu, in her opinion, identifies the 2023 election as a time that is not always peaceful because of the clashes that occur in the process of politicians wooing electorates to them. She also mentioned that in the course of journalists campaigning for safety, they are injured and harassed.
We are looking at the 2023 general elections and everybody is warming up. But one thing we should also bear in mind is that it's not always a peaceful season, if truth be told. Because you see so many politicians campaigning, so many of them trying to woo people to their side, and there will be clashes and all of this. And journalists must be very careful that we won't be caught in between. Especially as female journalists, we do experience online and offline threats to physical safety, integrity. Some will even go as far as water down your story or trying to kill the story that you've written.
In our opinion, Oluwatoyin says that female reporters are exposed to more risk than their male counterparts. She observed that political thugs and security operatives harass journalists more often than not.
The risk is enormous anyway. But as a woman, I would say woman is, we are more of that risk to our men folks. Because people will believe that it's just woman now. Well, what are you doing here? Are you supposed to be here? And things like that. Forgetting that we are also in our line of duty. So I would say risk one. A journalist, a woman journalist, always confronted with a lot of risk, especially from political thugs that don't understand anything. They don't care if they're a journalist or not. All they do is, what is happening? Let's push out. Let's do this and let's do that. So that can cause a lot of risk for women journalists. And also, our security operatives at times, they will think, this is women, they can just do anyhow to you. They will just push you around, they will order you around also. So those are some risks that confront women, especially women journalists.
The Ondo State Nawad Secretary, in line with Oluwatoyin, mentioned political talks, security agents, and political agents as the biggest challenge and risk in the course of discharging their duties. This will eventually boomerang in the mental health and emotional state of the reporter or journalist.
The first one is harassment from the political folks. As a female journalist, we are going to report a political activities. Thugs, you know them now, they can just come to you, what are you doing here, what are you talking, what else have you come to do? You know, you cannot do without them. They harass you. As even a female that you are, because what do you want? You know, as female, we encounter a lot from political thugs, we encounter a lot from security agencies, we encounter a lot for the political agencies, themselves, the political officers and their agents.
As it has been established, female journalists and reporters are at a high risk of being harassed, intimidated and molested while covering political stories on a daily basis. The big questions are, how have these reporters been guarding against such public embarrassment? What are the strategies and initiatives put in place by journalists, media employers, the government and relevant stakeholders to curb the risk and hazards out there? Oluwatosin says that she has been sensitized and trained to always be security conscious on the field while sourcing for political stories.
As a female journalist who will be reporting political situation in my area during election, I can say with the level of training and advocacy, sensitization and level of experience that I have, I can say categorically that I'm ready, and I can say that I'm ready to perform my duty as expected. And to me, by reporting issues as it unfold to my organization.
She praised NAWAJ and NUJ for their contributions in giving female journalists a soft landing to do their jobs, train female reporters. Oluwatoyin, on the other hand, said she makes sure that her political reports do not incite violence and crisis, which will hamper peace and security in the country. She also mentioned that she makes sure that her reports are objective and free from sentiment and bias.
I have a principle, you know, as a mass communication student, I think there are some principles of reporting. Concise, you know, it has to be straightforward and things like that. So our reporting is based on being straightforward, not that you are trying to pad or anything, have your own views to it. So if you are just straightforward, see it, report as you see it. I think that will help us.
She has worked out a strategy, which is to hang around other reporters when covering elections, just so as to feel more protected, urging other journalists to emulate such.
What I do majorly is that anytime I go for election coverage, I always be in the midst of other reporters. I don't isolate myself, though I'll be using that. I should have nose for news. I'll be looking out for my news, but still I'll not be in one corner isolating myself and things like that.
Anu said that self and personal development is the first step to learning how to cover political stories professionally, such that the peace and security of the society will not be hampered.
We must first understand training and retraining is key at this point in time. As female journalists, maybe your organization is organizing training for you. You can read. You can ask questions from those who have been there before. What should I do? What are the safety measures, the safety precautions? How do I promote peace and security at all times through whatever I report, through what I write, or through what I even say or ask questions?
She perceived that, unfortunately, little is being done to ensure safe spaces for journalists to report. She wants political actors to be sensitized in a view for them to see journalists as professionals and not enemies. She also suggested that there should be hotlines made available for journalists so that they can quickly reach out for help in case of distress.
Not much is being done to ensure safe spaces for journalists to report, which is quite discouraging to say the least. If you work for people or if you work with people who are media friendly, it's easier for female journalists to be able to work as professionals. Or in a situation where you are working in a state or with people who are not media friendly, it might be very, very difficult for you to carry out your profession, or it might be tough for you to carry it out as a professional. We must have constant sensitization, like I've mentioned, and there should be hotlines made available for journalists so that female journalists can quickly reach out for help if in danger. And the critical stakeholders should also be on the forum to render quick assistance. There are sometimes you'll be in a hot zone. You should be able to quickly place a call through the fellow female journalist, the fellow journalist, or the parent body, that how can you help me out? I am in a dilemma. And there should be quick response where you can be attended to, where we have adequate security.
INEC Dawn, Dr. Agboke, unlike under interviewees, said there is no special security arrangement for women journalists in the 2023 elections, stating that security is provided for all stakeholders who will be actively involved, journalist inclusive.
There is no special arrangement for journalists. There is no special arrangement for women journalists. Security is provided for all our stakeholders, i.e., you know, the adult staff, journalists inclusive who are going to work on that day, various observers that will work on that day, etc., etc. So asking for special consideration, either for NAWAT or for media or for NUG, that is not part of the mandate of the commission. Whatever security arrangement INEC will do is for the entire electioneering phase.
The three media pundits made significant recommendations as to what should be done to ensure the safety of journalists in the course of reporting political issues and events and promote peace and security in the society. Oluwatoyin, upon being the former secretary of NAWAJ, made some recommendations from the experiences she gathered serving in that capacity. She therefore recommended comprehensive retreats on election coverage so that female journalists will learn to accurately report the writing, thereby promoting peace and security.
Even recently, we had a retreat on election, you understand? And through those medium, I think women journalists would learn on what to do. They will know what to do. They will know on what to write. Because people, they are looking out for us. They know that journalists know.
Oluwatosin similarly recommended that female journalists must follow the ethics of their profession by reporting objectively without bias. Nothing will instigate crisis or war, thereby maintaining peace and security. She also mentioned that journalists should give political parties equal playing field by dishing out the accurate facts and figures.
First of all, female journalists must follow the ethics of their profession. If they follow the ethics of the profession, nothing will happen to them. Also, give all political parties equal and level playing field to showcase themselves. Don't say, okay, oh, these parties are much, these parties are less. So give them the platform to showcase themselves. This party, talk, let them talk. This party, let them talk.
Anu also mentioned that female journalists should engage in self-development, which is going for trainings and retreats. She also encouraged journalists to desist from receiving brown envelopes as it influences their reports and in return hampers peace and security.
Yes, like I mentioned earlier, the onus lie on the NUJ, the NAWAJ media organization, to train and retrain their journalists, especially female journalists at this point in time. Don't just send them to the field. It's unfortunate that at times, even greenhorns, those who are just coming in as reporters, they send them to the field for grade A assignments during this critical time without any experience whatsoever. This is very dangerous. They should be trained on conflict-sensitive journalism. How do you handle conflicts? How do you report it that it will not lead to further breakdown of law and order? Risk analysis. There are times that you have to run for your life. It's not every time that you want to be a hero, because if it's only when you are leaving that you can report the next day. So they should be allowed to know some of this. A lot of journalists are now work and job. What can we eat? Because some media organizations are not even paying as and when due. They are not paying their journalists well. And so journalists do compromise. It's who can give me brown envelope. That cannot move the profession forward. In fact, that's watered down the profession so much.
Every individual is entitled to peace and security, no matter the race, color, tribe, class, political affiliation, and language, including female journalists. It is expected of female journalists globally to protect themselves in the course of discharging their duties. Governments of various countries and relevant stakeholders should strive to protect journalists around the world, because a safe journalist means a safe society. This story is part of African Women in Media, HAWIM, UNESCO Peace and Security Journalism Program. I am Omowumi Olasende, reporting for HAWIM.